If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. I'm going to start at the 27th verse. Just reading a couple of verses here on what Jesus asked his disciples. He asked him a simple question. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do men say that I am? Simple question. Who do men say that I am? And they answered him, John the Baptist. But some say Elias. Others say one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered and said unto him, thou art the Christ. So my question for you this morning is, and who's Jesus? I hope we can all agree with Peter. He is the Christ. He is the Son of God. He's our Redeemer. He's our Savior. But my question for you this morning is, who are you? Who are you? What defines you? Usually when I meet someone, the first thing I ask their name. Then I'll say, where are you from? Then I'll say, what do you do? Now, assuming I met Jesus, the conversation would have been like this. Walking down the street. Hey, bud, what's your name? I'm Jesus. Oh, where are you from? Nazareth. Oh, you're Jesus of Nazareth. He said, yeah. I said, what do you do? He said, I'm a carpenter. Now, I know some things about him, but I don't know him. Understand what I'm saying? So if I were to come to you this morning and say, who are you? Who are you? Think a minute, because I'm going to show you two video clips of people who know who they are. And we need to know who we are as Christians. Now, this first one isn't a religious one. This is just a guy who knows who he is. He's an old man who just got out of the hospital. Contrary old man. Check himself out after having a heart attack. And on his way home, he ran into a couple of punks who wanted to interfere with his day. I don't have time to show you the whole clip here. But after they proceed to give him a hard time, he basically kicks their rear ends and beats them up, takes them home, fixes them up, and teaches them a lesson in manners. But I want you to get from the point, the guy asked him, who do you think you are? He didn't hesitate. I thought, what would I say if I was here in a restaurant and this guy came over and stuck his hand in my plate of food trying to take some? Maybe I'd stab him with a fork, Brother Gil, I don't know. But he said, just who do you think you are? Jeremy, you got that clip? Okay.
Get some bears. All right. Hey, old man. How's that barbecue? Give me some.
We're busy before we get lost, all right?
What did you say?
Here's a perfect example of what I've been talking about. His idea of courage and manhood is to get together with a bunch of punk friends and ride around irritating folks too good-natured to put a stop to it.
Hey, who do you think you are, huh?
Just dumb kid, huh? Don't kill him. Hug McCann. I fought in two world wars and countless smaller ones on three continents. I led thousands of men into battle with everything from horses and swords to artillery and tanks. I've seen the headwaters of the Nile and tribes of natives no white man had ever seen before. I've won and lost a dozen fortunes, killed many men, and loved only one woman with a passion, a flea like you could never begin to understand. That's who I am.
Hub knew who he was. We need to know who we are. I've used this clip in training videos at work and in sessions like this because you got to know who you are. And I meet many Christians, and they don't define themselves in such a way. The other week when we watched the film here at the church, a guy asked the coach, the basketball coach, who he was. It was a blind guy just meeting him, and he was in the hospital. And he said, who are you? And he said, oh, I'm a basketball coach. I teach school. I'm married. I have a couple kids. And the guy in the bed said, well, are you a Christian? He goes, oh, yeah. And he goes, well, that seems to be pretty far down your list. Pretty far down the list. So then the basketball coach ends up coaching the track team because he lost his basketball team due to town shutdown. So he has one girl on his team, has asthma, cross-country runner. Not a good combination. So it's not going to be a very successful year. And this girl has a very troubled past. Her parents were drug addicts. Her mom's dead. She was told drugs took her dad out. Later we find out it wasn't true. But she wondered all her life, am I just an accident? Does anybody really care about me? Does anybody love me? So the coach asked her, well, who are you? And she didn't have an answer. Until one night she met with the school superintendent. It was a Christian school, and the superintendent led her to the Lord and told her to go read Ephesians 1 and 2. And she found out who she was in Christ. And then now she comes in and interrupts to the middle of this class. She's not even in this class, this clip I'm going to show you. She just barges in because the coach is judging the drama thing. And she knows now who she is. I want you to look at this clip.
Anna, you okay?
Ask me who I am. Ask me who I am.
Who is Hannah Scott?
I am created by God. He designed me. So I'm not a mistake. His son died for me, just so I could be forgiven. He picked me to be his own, so I'm chosen. He redeemed me, so I am wanted. He showed me grace, just so I could be saved. He has a future for me because he loves me. So I don't wonder anymore, Coach Harrison. I am a child of God. I just wanted you to know.
She no longer had to wonder who she was. We wonder about ourselves sometimes. Do we forget who we are in Christ? Does the enemy continue to bring up your past and all the shortcomings of your life? This young lady didn't have an easy life. Wondering why nobody cared. Why God would take her parents with drugs. She had to discover her identity in Christ. And when she did, all of a sudden she had a new beginning. And that's what God does for us. He gives us new beginnings. All the things of the past, gone. Gone. All the pains, all the hurts, all the disappointments, gone. Hannah was adopted into a new family, the family of God. She finally met her father, a loving father. What I found is most people have lost their identity in Christ. We haven't personalized it like we should. Folks, we're all just sinners saved by grace. But she said, Coach, I am a child of God. I believe that's how you should introduce yourself to people. Hi, my name's Dean. I'm a child of God. I'm a sinner saved by grace. That's what really matters. That's what gives us meaning and purpose in our lives. So if I ask you this morning, who are you? And who are you in Christ? Are you comfortable with that? Or are you struggling with that? Or you're not where you should be with God? We put him on the back burner for a little bit too long. And all of a sudden, he's way down the list, like the coach. I'm a basketball coach. I'm a school teacher. I'm a husband. I'm a father. All these good things. Don't get me wrong. But he lost his relationship with where he should be with God. I think many of us have moved God down the list. Just being honest, we get busy. Who gets pushed back? The most gracious one. He doesn't fight us and